News and Views Spring 2024. Bringing the library to you. Learn more about our mobile branches. Wine, Wit, and Wisdom. An evening that benefits RHPL. Read with RHPL. And win all year long. Cover, the newly planted Camperdown Elm in 1992, held in front of the same tree in the spring of 2017. Registration and library card information. Many programs require registration with an active RHPL card unless otherwise noted. To apply for an RHPL card, visit rhpl.org/get-a-library-card. A letter from the library director. In this edition of News and Views, we invite you to learn more about our enterprising outreach department and celebrate 20 years of bookmobile service at Rochester Hills Public Library. Outreach is a key cornerstone of this institution and fully embodies the philosophical principle of connecting people to ideas. Outreach services at RHPL allow patrons to experience the full-fledged library out in the community with materials for checkout, access to librarians, Wi-Fi connectivity, and programming right where our patrons need it most. Did you know that Rochester Hills Public Library maintains 5 mini-branches in local senior living facilities and at the OPC Social and Activity Center? Library staff and volunteers manage these mini-branches and stock them with new materials and contemporary collections for members of the community who may not have easy access to the main library. Outreach staff also maintains an electric cargo vending bike that we affectionately call the Book Peddler to travel around the community. Be at the Rochester Farmers Market, Wet and Wild Wednesdays at the RH Museum at Van Hoosen Farm, or concerts in the park, the library provides a collection of popular materials for patrons to check out and enjoy outside our four walls. Our student virtual card program maintained by Outreach allows each kindergarten through college student in the area access to RHPL premium databases for homework and advanced research from the comfort of school, home, or work. The outreach department is as dynamic as it is hardworking and is so much more than rolling in the hills with a bookmobile, but we do relish that endeavor as well. It is being daring with library services and unapologetically solution-oriented when turning all the reasons for not visiting the library into opportunities for access and delight. Outreach at RHPL is not defined as reaching out only to pull in, but as reducing or eliminating any friction in the library experience to meet patrons exactly where they are. Friends of the Rochester Hills Public Library. Wine, Wit, and Wisdom. Saturday, April 27, 6 to 9:30 p.m. The 9th annual Friends of RHPL Wine, Wit and Wisdom fundraiser is sure to wow you this spring with a roaring 20s theme in honor of RHPL's 100th anniversary. Attendees can choose from speaker presentations on jazz, distilling spirits, fashion, and local history and enjoy a buffet dinner and drinks, wine, beer, and soft drinks, a silent auction, and 50/50 raffle. 1920s attire is encouraged. Tickets go on sale March 1st and are $80, or $90 after April 17th. Registration forms may be picked up at the circulation desk. Completed forms may be dropped off into the Wine, Wit, and Wisdom box on the circulation desk along with a check made out to Friends of RHPL. Online registrations may be completed at rhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl. Tickets will be emailed to registered guests. If an email address is not indicated on the form, guests' names will be on a list at the entrance upon arrival. 100th Anniversary Raffle. Early bird drawing dates, February 27, March 26, April 23, May 28, June 25, September 24, 7 p.m. 2024 is RHPL's centennial year and we are celebrating with an anniversary raffle. Over the years, the Friends have donated well over $1 million to support library needs and year 100 is a special opportunity to beat that total. Winning tickets from each drawing will remain eligible for all subsequent drawings and will have the potential to be a multi-drawing winner. The grand prize drawing will be held on Thursday, October 24 at 6 p.m. at the Friends annual meeting for 40% of all ticket revenue minus total early bird winnings. You could win big. Tickets are $100 each and can be purchased online at rhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl. Early bird drawings will take place at the beginning of the Friends board meetings. Friends Spring Used Book Sale. Thursday, April 18, Sunday, April 21. The Friends of Rochester Hills Public Library is getting the new year off to a big start with its spring used book sale. From history books to popular fiction to puzzles and games, the bargains are all in the upstairs used book sale room. Pre-sale opportunities for Friends members will be Wednesday, April 17 from 5:30 to 8 p.m. New member sign UPS and renewals are available at the door. See rhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl for details. All proceeds benefit the library. Thursday, April 18, 10 a.m. 8 p.m. Friday, April 19, 10 a.m. 5 p.m. Saturday, April 20, 10 a.m. 5 p.m. Sunday, April 21, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Bag Day. All you can fit in a standard grocery bag for $5. Bringing the library to you since 2004. The bookmobile is the best. The staff know us and it is easy to pick up our holds and browse for books. Going to Bob is one of the kids' highlights each week. It's a much appreciated service, kudos to you all. Bookmobile personnel have been exceptionally helpful and friendly. November 8th through November 13th. 2004, 544 people toured our new bookmobile. At the dedication ceremony on November 13, David Bates, President of the Friends, presented Madge Lawson, President of the Library Board of Trustees, with a check for $30,000 as an installment on payment for the bookmobile. Then together they proudly cut the blue ribbon to officially dedicate the bookmobile. Watching the people come in and admire our new mobile library, it was interesting to see how comfortable people appeared on the vehicle and how excited they were about the service. To help identify the bookmobile driver or other attendants, they should have some identifying clothing such as a short cape, etc., which would be a take-off on Batman. This was my first time hearing about / using the bookmobile service, and it was wonderful. I have learned so much, not just about big trucks and generators, but how to enhance service to anyone who might not be able to come into the library easily. I honestly think I have the coolest job in libraries. Mary Davis, Head of Outreach Services. Mondays at all seasons have never been better since the bookmobile resumed service. I love the convenience. Chances are you've sat behind it in traffic. You may have seen it sitting in the parking lot during your last grocery run. You may have even spotted it parked at your child's school during the summer months. While it seems like the RHPL bookmobile is everywhere all at once, it actually follows a strict schedule and pops in and out of a total of 24 weekly stops all over the community. And it isn't just there to look cool, although it does, its main job is bringing the public library directly to the public. Since 2004, Rochester Hills Public Library has provided mobile service to Rochester, Rochester Hills, and Oakland Township. Our original bookmobile was purchased in 2003 with a generous donation from the Friends of RHPL and our new vehicle named Bob, Books on Board, by our enthusiastic patrons began service on March 6, 2023. This mobile branch of the library covers our nearly 72-square-mile service area and is a frequent special guest at community events, summer school clubs, and a neighborhood near you. With nearly 30,000 visits from patrons last year and over 40,000 checkouts, the bookmobile is an indispensable part of the library and provides a convenient and fun way to visit. And if all of that wasn't amazing enough, the bookmobile is just one in a fleet of vehicles maintained by the outreach department. Our book bike regularly attends the farmers market and leads historical tours throughout downtown Rochester in the summer. Our early literacy bus, known affectionately as the Blue Bus because of its cheerful exterior, has been visiting local preschools to provide story times and mobile browsing collections for some of our littlest patrons since 2012. While our mobile service has gone through many changes over the years, its purpose remains the same. No matter what it looks like, we'll continue to provide service to our patrons, even when that means hitting the road to bring the library to you, wherever you are. To celebrate the Bookmobile's 20th year of service, we've shared quotes and observations from our patrons collected over the last two decades. Whether they are glowing or sartorial, capes, one thing remains constant: patrons can't get enough of our mobile service. To find Bookmobile stops and sign up for updates, visit rhpl.org/bookmobiles. I never dreamed they would have anything like this. I come in and get large print books sometimes, I like detective novels. Bookmobile FAQ. Where can I find the Bookmobile? You can check out our schedule online at rhpl.org/bookmobiles, or you can pick up a copy at the main library. Can I visit any stop I want? Yes. You can visit any stop on the schedule, one near home, one on your errand route, one after work, whatever works for you. Can I renew Bookmobile materials? Yes, as long as no one else has them on hold. Do you have stuff for kids on the van? You bet. Picture books, board books, youth and teen fiction, non-fiction, graphic novels, audio-enabled books, video games, and movies are always available. Can I return main library items to the Bookmobile? Yes. They will be checked in once they are brought back to the main library. Can I pick up items from the main library on the Bookmobile? Absolutely. You can place a hold through our website and select Bookmobile, Van, as the pickup location, or give us a call at 248-656-2900 to place your items on hold. Can patrons come on the van? You can. It can be a tight squeeze, so we like to keep a limit of about 5 patrons at a time. Can I place a hold on Bookmobile items? All the items that are currently physically on the van may be placed on hold, but they have to be picked up on the Bookmobile. Can I return Bookmobile items to the main library? Yes. We will make sure they're routed back to the van. Outreach services. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7150 or email help@rhpl.org. Memory Cafe. Thursdays, February 29th, March 28th, April 25th, May 23rd, 2 to 3 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Memory Cafe is a welcoming place for people with memory challenges and their care partners to socialize in a safe and friendly environment. Please note that this is not a respite program. Questions? Call Outreach Services at 248-650-7150 or send an email to outreach@rhpl.org. Registration is required. Beginner L Book Club, London Eye Mystery by Siobhan Dowd. Wednesdays, March 6th to May 29th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room B. If you have tried the book club before and it was too hard, this group is for you. Meet with Rebecca and other English language learners to read and discuss a book in a friendly setting. Copies of the book will be available at the first meeting. Contact rebecca.lafave@rhpl.org with questions. Registration is required. L Book Club, Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. Thursdays, March 14th to May 30th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room B. Meet with Rebecca and other English language learners to read and discuss a book in a friendly setting. Copies of the book will be available at the first meeting. Contact rebecca.lafave@rhpl.org with questions. Registration is required. English Matters, L Conversation Group. Tuesdays, April 2nd to May 28th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Thursdays, April 4th to May 30th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Saturdays, April 6th to June 1st, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room A. Our conversation groups are a time to come together and discuss hometowns, food, hobbies, jobs, and other informal topics. Joining a group will introduce you to new friends and a great time. Classes are ongoing, join anytime. For further information, contact mariano.cadiz@rhpl.org. Registration is required. Libby 101. Friday, April 12, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Learn how to use Libby to borrow ebooks, e-audiobooks, and magazines using your RHPL card. Bring your mobile device. Registration is required. American Culture. Mondays, May 6 to May 27, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room A. Join Mariano for an informal group discussion. This group is open to all L students and newcomers. We will discuss and share our own experiences and observations regarding the customs and manners of American culture. For further information, contact mariano.cadiz@rhpl.org. Registration is required. Books from Bob Friday, March 1 Tuesday, April 30. All ages. Bookmobile. Read this spring with books from Bob. To participate, visit the Bookmobile to check out your books. Track your reading of any four books from Bob on the Beanstack app or at rhpl.beanstack.org, or pick up a paper form from the Bookmobile, and enter to win fabulous prizes in our spring reading raffle. Adult programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7130 or email help@rhpl.org. Basic Technology Help for Seniors. Saturdays, March 9, April 20, May 18, 12 to 1 p.m. Conference Room A. New to computers, smartphones, tablets, email, or Microsoft Office. Meet up with a group of patient and friendly teen volunteers who can show you the basics here at the library, on your device or a library computer. Registration is required. Vapping 101. Thursday, March 21, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Gain insights on e-cigarettes, health risks, and resources for effective student guidance from experts from the Oakland County Health Division. Registration is required. What She Left Behind, Uncovering the Stories of Rochester Women. Tuesday, March 26, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Archivist Samantha Lawrence explores the stories of local women who have played a significant role in shaping the history of the greater Rochester area through photographs, diaries, and scrapbooks stored in the Rochester Hills Museum at Van Hoosen Farm Archives. Registration is required. Prescription Drug Disposal and Technical Support. Thursday, April 4, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Learn about opioids, the opioid crisis, statistics on opioid misuse in Oakland County, and how to properly dispose of unwanted medications from experts at the Oakland County Health Division. Registration is required. Rea Speaker Series. Thursdays, April 11th and May 2nd, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The Rochester Area Youth Assistance League's Family Education Committee presents speakers relevant to Rochester community parents and caregivers. Visit our program calendar for more information. Registration is required. What You Want to Know About Your Retirement. Tuesday, April 16, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Learn about retirement planning items such as income planning, when to take Social Security, Medicare decisions, tax implications, and estate planning from private wealth advisory experts. Smart Towns, Lifelong Learning for All. Join RHPL and community partners Rochester Hills Museum at Van Hoosen Farm, Rochester University, Oakland University, and Ascension Health for a series of lectures from community experts. Events take place in the multipurpose room. Registration is required. Patton, American Warrior General. Tuesday, March 19, 7 p.m. Learn the history of General Patton's military career and the successes and failures in WW2 that lead to a career as a four-star general. Auto Industry History. Thursday, March 28, 7 p.m. We know about the auto barons of the past, but do you know of the unsung heroes who helped make these auto giants successful? Join Chris Malashevsky for an evening of auto history that you may have never heard before. The Man Who Never Was. Thursday, May 30th, 7 p.m. Hear the story of the incredible British deception that convinced the Germans that the invasion of Europe would advance through Greece or Sardinia rather than through Sicily. History, art, and culture. Drop genealogy help. Saturdays, March 9th, April 13th, May 11th, 2 p.m. Conference room B or virtual. Need a little help jump-starting your family research? Stop by and get tips and tricks from our volunteer genealogist, Heather. Registration is required. Hudson's, Detroit's world-famous department store. Thursday, March 14th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose room. Join architect and historian Bruce Allen Kopytek as he leads you on an intoxicating journey of exploration through this lost Detroit landmark. Along the way, you'll discover the rags-to-riches story of Joseph L. Hudson, the culinary delights of Hudson's restaurants, and the stories of people who made it all happen. Registration is required. The first 100 years of Jewish Detroit, 1850 to 1950. Tuesday, April 9th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose room. In the span of a century, Detroit's Jewish population grew from 51 people to more than 80,000. Join archivists Laura Gottlieb and Robbie Terman from the Joan Myers Jample Center for Michigan Jewish Heritage as they explore why Jewish people flocked to Detroit and how they created a thriving community. Registration is required. Bridgerton Costume Tea Party. Saturday, April 20th, 1 to 3 p.m. Multipurpose room. Dearest readers, please join us for the Bridgerton Costume Tea Party. Dressing up is optional, but highly encouraged. Enjoy a discussion, create a craft, visit the photo station, and of course, drink tea. Registration is required. National Poetry Month with the Rochester Poet Society. Tuesday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. Multipurpose room. Enjoy a poetry recital from the Rochester Poet Society. There will also be the opportunity to recite your own poetry during their open mic session. Registration is required. Film, Cross Culture and Religion, Indian Christians in America. Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose room. Fourth in the Peoples of India series, this documentary tells the personal story of Indian Christians in America and focuses on their identity emerging from a unique combination of race, religion, and culture. Registration is required. Concerts. In the multipurpose room. Registration is required for each concert. Asterisk, please note that concerts will start at 3 p.m. beginning in April. Terra Voce Ensemble, a lyrical afternoon. Sunday, March 24th, 2 p.m. Celebrating Women in Music. Join the Terra Voce Ensemble for a concert featuring works by female composers such as Clara Schumann, Amy Beach, Cecile Chaminade, and others. The music of New Orleans and swing with Matthew Ball, the Boogie Woogie Kid. Sunday, April 14th, 3 p.m. Matthew Ball, aka the Boogie Woogie Kid, performs New Orleans songs, boogie-woogie piano, and swing dance era favorites from the Great American Songbook. Sweet Beats. Sunday, May 19th, 3 p.m. Enjoy great music and fun vibes from the OPC Ukulele Group. Book Clubs. Between the Lines. Tuesday, March 19th, April 16th, May 21st at 2 p.m. Thursdays, March 21st, April 18th, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Tuesdays in Conference Room A and Thursdays in Conference Room B. Join RHPL's lively monthly book discussion. Pick up a copy of the book at the Adult Reference Desk or download an audiobook edition using the Libby app. Registration is required. March 19th, Natural Disaster, I Cover Them. I Am One. By Ginger Z. March 21st, The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell. April 16th, Rabbit Hutch by Tess Gunty. April 18, Murder in the Family by Kara Hunter. May 21, The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell. May 23, Natural Disaster, I Cover Them. I Am One by Ginger Z. Books on Tap. Monday, January 8, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, VIP Room. Meet at Main Street Billiards, 215 South Main ST, for a casual book club in a relaxed setting. We'll talk about books and enjoy Main Street Billiards' delicious food and drinks. Copies of the book are available at the Adult Reference Desk upon registration. Registration is required. Science and the Environment. Pickling Around the World. Monday, April 15, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Pickling season is almost here. Join us for an overview of pickling recipes and techniques from around the world. Guests will be able to sample a few recipes and will go home with a recipe book. Registration is required. The Art of Caregiving and Prevention of Burnout. Thursday, May 16, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Caregiver burnout is the mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion that may develop along with the responsibilities of supporting and caring for another individual. Registered nurse Vicky Klank shares how caregivers can take care of themselves and practice how to ask for assistance and support. Registration is required. Writing and books. 50 books in a year. January 2024 to December 2024. Make 2024 your best reading year ever by challenging yourself to read more. Keep a log of your reading using the Beanstack app or rhpl.beanstack.org to win prizes. Extra challenge for 2024, celebrate 100 years of RHPL and unlock more prizes by reading 100 books. Registration is required. Scribes Writers Workshop. Wednesdays, March 13 and 27, April 10 and 24, May 8 and 22, 1 to 4 p.m. Conference Room B. This drop workshop is for those who love to write, want to learn from experienced writers, or want to let their writing ideas flow. Members will write on a given topic or thought starter and give and take positive feedback. No registration required. Pop Culture and Games. Know-It-All Trivia Smackdown. Monday, April 8, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, Solarium Area. Meet up with us at Main Street Billiards, 215 South Main ST, with your team of up to 6 people and see if you have what it takes to be crowned champions. The top team will win a prize. Food and drinks are available for purchase. Registration is required. Jigsaw Puzzle Tournament. Saturday, March 16, 1 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Grab some family or friends and join us for a jigsaw puzzle tournament. Teams of no more than 6 people will compete to see who can finish a 1,000-piece jigsaw. Refreshments and prizes provided. Registration is required. Open Board Gaming. Sundays, March 10, April 14, May 12, 1:35, 30 p.m., Conference Room B. Calling all tabletop board gamers. We will have different games available to play, but feel free to bring one of your favorites from home. No registration required. Crafts. Paint with your pet, take and make. Monday, March 4, 9 a.m. Your pet can become an artist. Each kit comes with a mini canvas, paint, Ziploc bag, and a mini easel to display your pet's artwork. Registration is required. Make your own potpourri. Thursday, May 9, 7 p.m. Conference Room A. Learn how to make a spring-themed potpourri using dried flowers, herbs, and essential oils. All supplies provided. Registration is required. Favorite Authors Club. Are you withering without the latest wear? Are you ravenous for the next Roberts? Are you scared to miss the latest steal? Worry no longer. Sign up online to automatically be placed on hold for new books by some of your favorite authors. See rhpl.org/adult-services for more information. Behind the Scenes Tour. Thursday, March 14, 2 p.m. Wednesday, April 17, 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 7, 2 p.m. Join Library Director Julianne Morian for a behind-the-scenes look at RHPL's inner workings. Registration is required. Teen Programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7130 or email help@rhpl.org. Regular teen programs. Wednesdays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Email teen@rhpl.org for more information. No registration required. Video game evening. March 6th, April 3rd, May 8th. Multipurpose room / conference room A. Teen Advisory Board, tab. March 13th, April 10th, May 15th. Conference room A. RHPL Players Guild, RPG. March 27th, April 24th, May 29th. Conference room A. Did you know that before 2005, RHPL didn't have a dedicated teen section? Through the hard work of our very first teen librarian, Megan Johnson, and a group of teens that met monthly to advise library staff on programming, events, and collections, sound familiar, this special place came to be a fixture for RHPL patrons. Read some of the historical comments below and celebrate the fact that the library is for everyone. The teen programs at RHPL have gotten a lot cooler recently. Megan's tried to make teen programming appeal to a wider range of teens and to bring more teens to the library. That's awesome. April 2007. The book-loving teens make up the library's teen advisory group and teen volunteers. The group was formed to give teens the opportunity to participate in and influence teen services at RHPL. BL teen meetings are held on the second Tuesday of the month during the school year. Registration forms are available in the youth room. November 2004. We recently added two new collections, video games and anime DVDs. During the month of February, we owned 157 video games and 287 anime DVDs in our teen collection. The video games had 525 checkouts and the anime had 713 checkouts for the month of February. February 2006. The Makerspace at RHPL. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7130 or email help@rhpl.org. Creating your own personalized mugs. Wednesday, March 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Make your own personalized ceramic mugs. Come with access to a digital photo, either on your phone or something you have access to through a computer. Registration is required. Creating laser-cut puzzle pieces. Wednesday, March 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Build your own puzzle from your favorite fandoms. We will be creating these using the new Stoll laser cutter and 1/8 thick birch plywood. Come prepared to share your favorite nerdy passion. Registration is required. Adults only paper folding. Wednesday, April 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 18 and up. Leave the kids at home and join us for this adults only event, making origami or folded book art. Registration is required. Candle making. Wednesday, April 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Make some candles and use Acrycut to give them cool see-through labels. Registration is required. Creating your own photo puzzle. Wednesday, May 1st, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Learn how to create a puzzle out of a photo. Come with access to a digital photo, either on your phone or something you have access to through a computer. Registration is required. Color changing vinyl glasses. Wednesday, May 15th, 6 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Make a cool design on color changing vinyl to add to a provided glass. Registration is required. Check out the Makerspace's laser cutter upgrade. Our new Stoll P255W CO2 laser cutter can engrave objects like drinking glasses, rings, and Yetis. It can also engrave items up to 119 inches long. Sign up for an appointment at rhpl.org/makerspace. Youth Services. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 week in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7140 or email help@rhpl.org. Dramatic Play for Literacy. Saturdays, March 9th and May 11th, 10:30 a.m. Ages 3 to 5 with a caregiver. Multipurpose Room. Join Ms. Kim in this hour of play where preschoolers discover literacy concepts with their caregivers via themed dramatic play. Younger siblings are welcome, but the activity will be limited to those ages 3 to 5. Separate registration is required for each date. Pause for reading. Wednesdays, March 13th, 27, April 10th, 24. May 8th, 22, 6:30 p.m. Ages 4 and up. Youth Room. Practice your reading with a therapy dog. Registration is required. Tween Book Club. Wednesdays, March 27th, April 24th, May 22nd, 6 p.m. Ages 9 to 12. Story Room. Join our new Tween Book Club. Talk about books, eat snacks, and play a game. Pick up books at the Youth Services desk 1 month in advance. Registration is required. March 27th, Long Distance by Whitney Gardner. April 24th, Willow Dean by Catherine Applegate. May 22nd, Fish in a Tree by Linda Mullally Hunt. Space Scavenger Hunt. Monday, March 25. Saturday, March 30th, all day. All ages. Youth Room. Join us for a space-themed scavenger hunt just in time for the solar eclipse. Receive your complimentary eclipse glasses upon completing the hunt, while supplies last. Stop by the Youth Reference Desk for directions. No registration is required. Open Spot Theater. Friday, March 29th, 11 a.m. Ages 5 and up. Multipurpose Room. A theater class for all abilities. Learn singing, acting, and dancing from the professionals at Open Spot Theater and put on a showcase at the end of the program. Registration is required. Letter Hunt. April 1st to 30th, all day. All ages. Youth Room. Can you find all 26 letters of the alphabet that are hiding around the Youth Room? Locate them all and claim a cute reward. Stop by the Youth Reference Desk for directions. No registration required. Lego Club. Saturday, April 6th, 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday, May 14th, 6 p.m. Ages 4 and up with a caregiver. Multipurpose Room. Calling all Lego trademark lovers. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a first-time builder, everyone is welcome. The library provides the Lego's trademark. Please leave your bricks at home. Separate registration is required for each date. Earth Day Bird Feeder. Wednesday, April 17th, 6 p.m. Ages 7 to 12. Story Room. Paint a bird feeder to celebrate Earth Day. Registration is required. Authors in April Autograph Party. Wednesday, May 1st, 4 to 6 p.m. All ages. Multipurpose Room. Our 2024 authors, Mika Song, K1, Kevin Sherry, 2-3, Jessica Kari, 4-5, and Steve Scheinken, middle school, will be on hand to sign books. Limited quantities and titles will be available for purchase. Visit authorsinapril.org for more information. No registration required. Mother's Day Craft Kit. Wednesday, May 1, Tuesday, May 7th, all day. Ages 5 to 12. Youth Room. Create the perfect flower arrangement for your mom with our Mother's Day Craft Kit. Pick up your kit at the Youth Services desk. Registration is required. Story time at Rotary Park. Monday, May 6th, Tuesday, May 14th. Wednesday, May 22nd, Thursday, May 30th, 11 a.m. All ages. Rotary Park. Join your favorite youth librarians for a fun story time in the park. No registration required. Free play Saturday. Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. Ages 1 to 5 with a caregiver. Multipurpose room. Join Wendy for a fun-filled hour of play-based learning for toddlers and preschoolers. Registration is required. Feather pens take and make. Monday, May 20, Sunday, May 26, all day. Ages 5 to 12. Youth room. Collect a kit to make your own feather pen. Instructions will be provided. Registration is required. Library hours. Sunday 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday Thursday 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit rhpl.org for hours and holiday closures. Sign up for email communications. Did you know you can receive news and views directly to your email inbox? Visit rhpl.org and sign up with a valid email address. You can also sign up to receive our e-newsletter, RHPL Monthly Current, which is sent out on the first Friday of each month. General information. Julianne Morian, Library Director. Julianne.Morian@rhpl.org. Library Board. Melinda Deal, President. Bob Bonham, Vice President. Ann Cucker, Secretary. Madge Lawson, Treasurer. Julianne Reyes, Trustee. Harper West, Trustee. City of Rochester Liaison. Alice Mu. Oakland Township Liaison. Michael Tyler. The Library Board meets monthly on the second Tuesday. Meetings are open to the public. Reasonable auxiliary aids and services are available. News and Views Staff. Betsy Rachkovsky, Editor. Michelle Diamond, Layout Design. Contributors, Mary Davis, Rebecca Lafave, Wendy Lehman, Allison Sartwell. Rochester Hills Public Library. 500 Old Town Road. Rochester, Michigan, 48307. 248-656-2900. www.rhpl.org.